From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. congressional lawmakers applauded the latest round of U.N. sanctions against North Korea. Republican Ed Royce, the House Foreign Affairs Chairman, said previous sanctions haven't stopped Pyongyang's programs.
Years have been wasted as sanctions have been weak, allowing North Korea to access financial resources and build its nuclear and missile programs.
If implemented, the latest UN Security Council sanctions would significantly reduce North Korean access to international currency and fuel needed for its banned ballistic missile and nuclear programs. French President Emmanuel Macron is visiting the French Caribbean islands that were heavily damaged by Hurricane Irma. Macron said what happened to St. Martin and St. Barts was a natural catastrophe and that it would not be compared or should not be compared to other weather events during the past decade. Irma killed at least four people on St. Martin and caused widespread damage. There were reports of food, fuel, and water shortages, as well as crime. Giacomo Stucci, the head of Italy's Parliamentary Intelligence Commission, says Italy has offered concrete projects to local leaders in Libya to halt migrant trafficking. The AP reported last month that two Libyan militias were being paid by Italy to prevent migrants from crossing the Mediterranean to Europe. Stucci said Italy tried to deal with institutional representatives in Libya and not the traffickers. Tens of thousands of migrants are crossing the Mediterranean Sea each year from Libya to Italy seeking a better life. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media platforms for stories, videos, and more. This is VOA News.